Hello, guys. This is Kevin.
This is Remy.
And welcome to a very impromptu recording of an episode of Percussion Perspective. It is literally 11 hours and 56 minutes before this episode will come out because we have been incredibly busy over the last 2 weeks and just haven't really had time to sit down and come up with a super informative episode. So we are just going to kind of catch up. We haven't chatted in a while. And so we're going to catch up and kind of see how our beginning of the years have been going.
Yeah. We'll do like a little update episode or a catch up episode or whatever you want to talk about. Kevin and I usually talk, you know, like daily. But during marching season, that goes down to just like a couple times a week. Sometimes, you know, just like real quick texts or whatever. So yeah, I don't really know what's going on in his life. He doesn't really know what's going on in mine. So we'll just hop on here and talk for a while and talk about some positives and some negatives and just have like a good old percussion chat. And then we'll hop off here and get on with other stuff that we've got to do.
Yeah. So, basically I was going to ask you how your, since this is a percussion podcast, how is your beginning percussion going?
Oh, really good. Actually. This is the first year that I have like really, really, I'm just trying to be uber structured. Like I've always been structured, but I think I've been maybe a little bit too relaxed in the past. So I'm just trying to be really structured and do things the exact, like I'm being really, really purposeful about doing things the exact same way every time, like starting class. And not that I didn't start class at the same time, you know, or the same way, in the past, but it's just like, we're doing the exact same thing in the same order for a while, just so that they can get in like a rhythm, no pun intended. And it's like, it's helping for sure. Like I really only have like one or two kids in each class that are kind of like, I don't want to say like problem kids, but that are just like not quite getting it, not quite getting the rehearsal discipline thing. And, you know, it's like those kids stick out a lot, no pun intended. Those kids stick out a lot because the rest of the kids are really getting it. And then I did take that tip from you. I think I told you this last week. Like the kids aren't allowed to get their drumsticks out until I tell them. So they get set up and they leave them in their stick bag. And that's just like, I mean, kids sometimes hack, but it's way better than it's ever been. So I think that's a huge, huge game changer.
Yeah. I do that for a while. Like I'll do that until the kids have like an understanding of we're not going to come in the room and like just start playing, because it also stops them educationally from like playing with a bad technique. Like they'll start grabbing the sticks wrong. I mean, I still have it like right now. We'll be like in the middle of class and I'll look over and this kid's trying to do his or her version of double traditional grip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're embarrassing.
You're a senior.
Don't do that. Like kids don't hold their instruments wrong in other instrument classes. So don't do that. But yeah, the structure at the beginning of class is really good. I didn't really start, like now I have a TV in my room and I have up on the screen, like
Jerry Springer instructions.
Yeah. We always find out who the father is at the beginning of every episode. But
nice.
Yeah, I always have, it's just a list of like step one, like set your stuff up. Step two, don't get your sticks out. Step three, like the step three is always different. It might be like, we're going to get our Chromebooks out and do music theory, or have your binder open to chart whatever for counting purposes. But yeah, I always, you didn't ask me how mine was going. Thanks, but I'll talk about it.
Well, I was going to segue into that.
I'm just kidding. Mine's going really well. I thought about this on the way home today. I always forget how much patience I need to bring into like the first month of beginning percussion.
Yeah.
Because like we are on, I think today marks our third week of school, but it's only our fourth day of having our stuff. like playing.
Right.
And it really takes about 4 days to 2 weeks or whatever to get that standard set of like just rebound strokes. Like it just takes so long to get the whole class. I've got 18 beginners, and like just getting all 18 of them to a certain level of understanding a rebound stroke takes so freaking long.
Yeah, that's where we are right now too. Like we're working on rebound strokes and downstrokes, and then what I call like a switch, which is like a downstroke and a prep in the other hand, right?
Yeah.
Where like your last note on a hand.
Preparing moves. To switch hands. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're working on those things. And I will say I really like the new Wessels book, the new Fresh Approach to Beginning Percussion. I like
Class.
It a lot so far. Class. Yeah, whatever. Shout out to Mark.
Not sponsored.
Yeah. And not a listener probably. anyway, yeah, that's a really cool one. It, you know, the old one wasn't bad. It's just like, I like this one a little bit better. And
well, it's like buy
having
one
both
book
of them combined into one book,
and,
but also having it be updated a little bit
having,
is nice.
Yes. And like some of it, you know, like a lot of the mallet stuff is supposed to correlate to the snare stuff. So if you ever like, there's kind of like really small built-in percussion ensembles in the book.
Yeah. And we haven't gotten to those yet.
Right. But yeah, it's cool.
I've got to learn how to read them first. I think that's a good recommendation too.
Yeah.
Looking for a book.
It's going well. And I'll be going through book two with my seventh graders. So at some point I can update on how that goes, but yeah, it's just, I have to be patient and really just like slow down and know that like all the kids are going to get there. It's just going to take a while. What were you going to ask me?
Yeah. I was going to say real quick, did you have your seventh graders get book two already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you'll like, after the first month, you'll move on to that.
Yeah. I told them there's like, there's a few like little things in there. We still can get through like some of those little etudes and some topics. And then, we'll jump into book two. Cause it definitely has more complicated like mallet stuff in there to go through mallet exercises and songs to play.
Nice.
But
yeah, the biggest thing, biggest challenge I'm facing this year is our band program is growing a lot, which is really good. But we have two middle schools, and I know you know a lot of this, but we have two middle schools. And so I have a beginning class at each middle school and a seventh class at each middle school and an eighth grade class at each middle school. Seventh and eighth grade happen at the same time. Last year, that wasn't really that big of a deal because my seventh grade class was pretty large, but I had like three eighth grade percussionists at one school and two at the other. And they were, I was sort of catching them up to where I want them to be with the exception of a couple. Anyway, so it kind of just worked out. I sort of just basically had one giant seventh grade class is essentially what I kind of looked at it as. I was just kind of teaching them all at the same time. Now I have a large eighth grade class and a large seventh grade class, but they're both at the same time. And so figuring out not only a schedule that works, but we're running out of space so fast. Like we're having to use the orchestra room and when they're not there, and we're using the stage and every little breakout room. And we've got kids in the band office. Like it's just, you know, like switch over instruments, like, oh, you're going to start working on oboe. So you're going to work with this director in the office. And you're like, so it's a good problem to have, but it's just been a challenge. And I feel like it, you know, we're in our, I guess, third full week of school. And it's taken me, you know, up until now to kind of figure that out. It's like not really anything you could prepare for because I've never had that many kids at our locations.
That's rough. I couldn't imagine having like two sets of every grade, like 6, 7, 8.
It's really tough. And like, it's also weird because I have like seven percussionists over at one school, beginning percussionists. And then I have like 14 over at the other, just because of like the kids that I chose from all the different elementaries, that's how they ended up being divvied up to the middle schools. So that's a little bit odd, but yeah, both beginning classes are going well. But it's just having those seventh and eighth grade together. They're definitely on their own levels and need their own classes, but they're at the same time. So
yeah,
what we're all really hoping is that one of our middle schools becomes like a sixth grade center and the other one becomes like a junior high or a middle school or whatever you want to call it with seventh and eighth. Then we could have our own seventh grade class and our own eighth grade class. And that would make things a lot easier too.
Yeah. Restructuring would help that out.
We're making it work right now. And, you know, I'm just had to have a conversation with the perks and just say, hey guys, there's going to be some growing pains. Like you're in a really exciting time of our program where it's growing, but there's going to be growing pains with that. So there, you know, some days you're going to have to play with the seventh graders and they're on a lower level than you and that's fine. And some days you're going to have to play a vibraphone part on a crappy xylophone because we don't have 30 keyboard instruments to give, you know, all the different bands. Anyway. So that's been testing my creative problem solving for sure.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to have just more kids than your instruments or building can hold. Like right now, I've got more percussionists than I do mallet instruments for my middle school as well, for my sixth grade at least. So it's like, sorry, some of you are going to play the little dinky bells as we start to do this and we'll rotate around. And
right.
It's just like, welcome to dealing with what you're dealt.
Yeah. But you either have to make it work or you're just going to get worse. Like your program's not going to grow and get better. So you just have to kind of push through it. And our administration seems like they're talking about getting us some new band rooms in the near future. So yeah, I know you guys are going through that too.
Yep. They're rebuilding. They're going to be starting, I think, in January, just like bulldozing everything and starting fresh. So
get the kids out of there first. When do we play you guys?
We will be, I'm looking at my calendar. We will be in, at your school.
Oh, people aren't supposed to know where I work.
I'll cut it out. we will be playing you guys on October 4th.
School redacted versus school redacted.
Yeah.
On October 4th. Oh, that's right. You're 6A. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because used to it was like a preseason thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And we're traveling to you again.
Yeah. You had to last year. We got to get an epic percussion perspective picture. We need to get a banner made beforehand so that our students can all hold it up.
That's right. Shirts, hats, socks.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Pinky rings, toe rings,
championship rings.
Yeah. That's cool. That'll be fun. That's always a good time.
Yeah.
We learned the actual Beeville this year. So
I don't know if that exists, an actual Beeville.
Well,
unless you found like we just said it again.
Well, no one knows. The the cadence that every school plays, right? It's like it goes along with the version. Instead of the version that we had that was like almost the same, but it was so different that it didn't really work
right
with whenever we would get together and play. Anyway,
yeah, that'll be fun. We can
when's your guys' first contest? Talk about high school.
We are going to Owosso.
Oh, okay.
September 28th.
Okay. Our is the first week before. We're going to the, what they call it, the Mom Fest, more outdoor music festival.
Mom Fest. Do they call it Mom?
I mean, that's what we call it. I don't know if other people do.
That's funny. Mom Fest.
It's a cool one. It's like, it's pretty early. I mean, Owosso's early too, but this is even earlier than that. So we got like 2 weeks from this Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we still have,
you guys have three.
Yeah, three full weeks.
And,
So yeah.
Yeah, we're excited for that. Last year we finished in the top three there, and so we're really hoping to hold on to that spot, and
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
What are you doing in your like, you said you had your seventh and eighth combined. What are you like doing with them right now?
So right now they are split up periodically, a couple times a week. I split them up whenever my assistant teacher is here. I've got like, we have like a part-time guy that comes in and helps. So when I can split them up and send, you know, the seventh grade with him and I can take the eighth grade or vice versa, we do that, but he's been gone this week. So we've been working on like a packet out of the Foundations book, which Mark Wessels wrote. Did you know he wrote the percussion parts for the Foundations book?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't know that until I started. So we started a new thing with our seventh and eighth grade bands this year. And like last year I got really frustrated because my middle school kids like didn't have anything to do when they were with their concert band. Like, you know, it's like, oh guys, play eights to this, play bucks to this, play triple bucks. You know, it's like we have our own exercises, but it like doesn't work. It like, it's always like the band's thing is seven measures and ours is eight or like, it just doesn't work.
Right.
And they play scales a little bit differently than us. So it's like, so anyway, I just told my other colleagues like, hey, could you just let me know exactly what the seventh grade band is playing out of the Foundations book and what the eighth grade is playing out of the Foundations book. And so then I went in and made scans of those pages and made a snare drum packet and a keyboard packet. I don't want to say that book isn't worth buying, but we have like a million copies of it and I don't want to make my kids buy another book. So
right. Yeah.
I just made little packets. So we've been working on that. There's a lot of really great like accent tap exercises and kind of like grid diddles and things like that. But it's just, it's easy. I was going to write my own packet. Like I had started and I was like two or three pages in. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just look at this Foundations book. Because I think in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, that's just a band method book. The percussion parts are going to stink. Right. But they're actually pretty good. And a lot of the, you know, little mini scales and like, they're basically like green scales. Like a lot of that is great for middle school kids too.
Right. Yeah.
So, and the snare drum stuff is actually worth practicing a lot of it. So they've had a good time going through that. So that's what we've been doing is just going through that packet so that in the next week or two, when they start going to their own bands a couple times a week, that they can actually participate in a warm up.
Yeah.
Rather than like try to make the warm up,
try to make it work
fit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Well, you have seventh and eighth separately.
Yeah, so they're separate. So my seventh is like we're like jamming through our all, or I almost said all state, our all region music because right. They are auditioning in November, so it's real fast for us. And so for seventh grade, it's really like this is kind of where I'm hitting timpani pretty heavy now, because in recent episode, we talked about like how we don't really hit timpani really hard with beginners until maybe the very end, like 1 or 2 days. So
yeah, hitting like timpani, take the cover off and you're like, this is a timpani. And then you're
and
like,
then like
right,
the bell rings,
get your practice pads out.
Yeah. So, hitting that, trying to like incorporate that into things. But, with my eighth grade, I'm really trying to really hit, like lots of rudiments, lots of rudimental things. I passed out a bunch of the rudimental cookbook solos to them. And we're just like, I'm really trying to like dial in things that they really need to know for like marching band, like technique things, like you said a minute ago, accent taps, and really trying to strengthen their diddles and a lot of like accent grids and just like, yeah, a lot of snare stuff, rolls, and then we'll be hitting their all region stuff as well. Continuing with like trying to get scales going and like just so they're like, because I mean, again, a lot of the eighth graders are going to like be in the front ensemble probably, just kind of how that typically works.
Yeah, usually like three quarters of your freshmen are like making up your
Yeah.
You might have a handful on the battery.
Yeah, I want them to not be behind on mallet reading and junk like that. So a little bit of review, but also just like trying to really push the kids that are practicing a lot and trying to, with the eighth graders, trying to get them into a better practice routine. Cause that's the thing I'm struggling with right now with my eighth grade is like, they're just not, there's like a handful that are practicing and some that are just not at all. So trying to do that,
trying to make them. Yeah. It's hard to get kids to be self-motivated, but
yeah.
What about, how is your guys' marching show going?
It's good.
We'll wrap this up here, but
yeah, it's going well. We're like, I don't know how far we're in. We've got like the two main big sections in. So we'll be like heading into the small little percussion feature / interlude that's going to lead like into the ballad and stuff like that. So not halfway, but getting close to that.
Gotcha.
And it's going well. I mean, the kids are playing well. My baseline is really young, but they are right now like probably the most solid baseline I've ever had in 11 years.
Nice. Then they'll just get even better.
Yeah. They're like super smart and marching really well and playing really well. And the whole drum line's doing well. Ensemble's doing good. So.
Yeah. We're in the middle of a little bit of a rewrite. We have about 2/3 of our show, maybe a little under 2/3 of our show. But now I think we're talking as a creative staff about doing a rewrite for our ballad to kind of restructure a hit. Basically the ballad like is feeling long. So we need to cut a little bit out of it. And anyway, so we're working through that, but that might mean that there is a little bit of extra material that we have to write, which is like
annoying.
But it's like overall, I think it's going to make the whole package better. So we're talking through that and I'm like, you know, neck deep in like sound design and doing like the sound effects and adding them onto the sampler. And like, that's the part that I just want to fast forward to the part where that's done and all the cool sounds are loaded in. Yes. I hate like meticulously building them. Sometimes it's fun, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah. It just depends.
So anyway, it's kind of that we're in that ambiguous zone right now where we're like, well, there's going to be a sound effect there, but we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do, but I will say I have a recommendation. If you have a Yamaha TF series console, first of all, I'm going to apologize that you have one of those. That stinks because they're kind of difficult to use.
I like mine, dude.
You like yours?
I mean,
it's okay.
I mean, I'm also like 11 years into it.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of like just gotten comfy with how it works.
Sure.
That there's better things out there.
Yeah. I just can't like the user interface is just so weird, but this makes it easier. If you have an iPad and you can hook up a router to your TF, which you can, like if you just have an extra router, use that iPad, man. It gives you like a way bigger screen and you can like, we've used it off and on in the past, but I got a new iPad this year because I was sick of not having one. I've wanted one for several years and just did it with some money that I got this summer from teaching camps. And yeah, it's been really nice to like be able to go up top. And I feel like we weren't getting our sounds dialed in until, you know, well into the season. And we're still like 2 weeks before our contest and I'm able to go up top and listen and adjust and save scenes and blah, 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 blah. So we're sounding better already.
Yeah.
We also hired a sound consultant this year that has helped a lot too.
Yeah. You can't like trust anything you hear standing right in front of the soundboard. It's like you think it sounds good and then you go up to the press box and you're like, oh, I can't even hear the marimbas or.
Yeah. It's so hard to get those mallet instruments to be heard. Like, yeah.
Somebody needs to do a podcast on how to get.
Yeah. We're not the people.
We're not the guys that are going to do that. Yeah. Good microphones and good like settings for marimba and vibe sounds. I think I'm getting close, but not.
Yeah.
Not yet.
We've got, our sound consultant coming out to one of our evening rehearsals next week. And that'll be a really big help for him to just like hear everything outdoors. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well, man.
All right.
Yeah, you got anything else? We're kind of at our limit here and got to go do other stuff. See my family for a little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Cool. I'm good.
Well, we have a football game tomorrow. Sure you guys do too. Good luck.
We're driving.
Yeah, we are too. We're taking our show on the road first time.
Oh, gosh.
I know, man. I know. But it's like, we
got
to do it.
That's the best thing that ever happened to me was not taking our show on the road to an away game.
I know. It's like, it's a huge pain, but it will put us ahead for like that contest season. It's like, we already have one
a
time
show,
that we've moved our show, that we've taken our show somewhere.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. We're also now only taking like pet bands to away games to like save, you know, that's like saving money on a bus driver.
Sure.
Stuff like that. So we'll see how a pet band goes, but.
All right, man. Well, good luck tomorrow. Against
you too.
Your,
I hope
your opponent.
Your team does what you want it to do.
Yeah. Losing would be good so that we don't go to the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all for listening to us just talk. Hopefully it was entertaining and maybe slightly educational.
Yeah. Yeah. And email, I was going to say text. Don't text us. I don't know.
Remy's number is.
Come on. 555. Email us. Check us out on Instagram. And we need to do that giveaway of that mug. We should do that on the next episode.
We might do that.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
Later, guys.
Bye. Thank you.